Of course she did, darling. It's what people like her do. You're better off staying away from people like her. They're nothing but trouble. And can you believe what Susan from HR was wearing at this work's night out yesterday? That dress with flats. What does she think she is? A teenager going out to a nightclub? Talk about midlife crisis. Yes, yes, I see you waving me over to your register. Can't you see I'm busy? I'll call you back, darling. Now that I've been so rudely interrupted, I've lost my train of thought. What did they want again? Ah, yes. Now get ready, because I'm only saying this once. I'll have a large burger meal with cola and two Azzy meals. One plain, one with only onions and pickles, both with cola. Got it? Yes, it's to go. Yes, in a bag. Yes, here's your money. Just please hurry it up. Some of us have real jobs to get back to. It took you long enough. Do you have any idea how long I've been waiting for? So much for customer service. I've got half a mind to call your manager and have a word about your lack of work ethic. I don't want your apologies. Just give me my food. Great. Now I'm late for my nail appointment. I hope you're happy with yourself. My poor babies are absolutely famished. And here you are, taking your sweet time to give me my food. Hello? Hello? Why isn't anyone paying attention to me? You. Yes, you. You are the one who put through my order. Now come here, right now. I need to have a word with you. You and your little friends need to get your head out of the clouds and start focusing on the customers. You got that? Or this place will be getting a very bad review on RateMyRestaurant.com. Not only did you take forever to put my order through, but you also got it wrong. I asked for two Azzy meals, both plain, and I opened them up to see that, to my horror, one has onions and pickles on it. Totally unacceptable standards of service if you can't even get a simple order right. I mean, what if my children had an allergy to onions or pickles? I thought you were meant to be trained on how to use that thing before you started serving customers. You could have endangered the safety of my babies because you were too busy thinking of your C-Box or Game Station or whatever brain-rotting fork-knife video game you kids think about these days. What's that? What do you mean I got what I ordered? Are you questioning me? Typical young people these days. Passing blame instead of taking responsibility for your mistakes like a mature adult. Now, refund me and replace my order. What's this? No, of course I don't have my receipt. What do you mean you need your receipt to give me a refund? This is ridiculous. That's it. I'd like to speak with your manager. No, I don't care if they're busy. I am the customer. The customer is always right. And the customer demands to speak to your manager about your unprofessional behavior and complete lack of respect. So turn that cute butt around, march into their office, and go get them. Or would you like me to call corporate? That's what I thought. Now off you go. Oh my. They don't look half bad walking away like that. How did the cash register manage to hide a figure like that? Am I actually blushing? What is wrong with me? How could this cashier get my order wrong and still manage to get me so hot under the collar? Here they are. Here they go. Oh, now I remember why. Those broad shoulders, that waist. I bet they could easily pick me up and... Oh, finally. I have a complaint to make about your cashier here. Your strong, dreamy cashier. I mean, not only did they rudely drag me away from an important phone call earlier, but they also got my order completely wrong. Then to top it all off, they proceeded to blame me for the mistake and refuse to give me a refund. I know my rights as a consumer, and Section 13 of your company's customer code states that I am entitled to a free meal and coupons for my poor customer experience in your store. God, I wish I could redeem a coupon for them right now. Maybe. What? Do I have... No, as I already stated to your employee, I don't have my receipt. Nobody keeps their receipt. Do you think I'm some penny-counting Scrooge who hangs on every receipt worth over $5? Don't be ridiculous. My husband is a very successful lawyer. He makes more in a month than you'll ever see in a year. I don't care if the cash machine needs the receipt code. Just give me my money back and let me get on with my day. Unlike you, I have better things to do with my time than argue over $15 in a fast food joint in the middle of the afternoon. In fact, your entire store is a mess. The place is so dimly lit. The smell of grease is revolting, and there's a scowl on every one of your employees' faces. So much for service with a smile. In fact, I count nearly 10 company policy violations in just this store, something I'm sure your higher-ups in corporate would love to hear about. Unless you give me my free order and some coupons for my trouble. That's more like it. Now, I'd like to redeem one of my coupons for a free drink. Oops. Silly me. I'm such a klutz when I get flustered. You'd better get that, my little cashier, before someone slips on it. Turns out that walking away from me isn't the only position they look good in. Bent over looks just as good. Thank you very much. It's nice to see that you do have some manners. Although, you could use someone to give you a few pointers. Now, Mr. Manager about my replacement Azzy meal? 3 minutes for one burger. Fine. I'll be in my car, so I expect it to be brought out to me. And brought out by this cashier here. I don't care if it's the middle of winter. It's their fault that I'm in this situation in the first place. So they can trek out into the cold to fix their mistake. Or would you rather I have this chat with corporate that I mentioned earlier? That's what I thought. Now be a good dear and run along and get my food. My poor babies are starving. Well, it's about time. I'm wasting gas keeping my engine running. Do you have any idea how cold it is out there? Oh, well, I suppose you do. You look so cute standing there shivering. Do you have my order? Ah, good. My poor babies were wasting away whilst waiting for you. Here you go, my darling fur babies. Mommy and her good-looking friend here made sure this one doesn't have any onions or pickles on it. Now before you go scampering back inside, I have an offer for you. You remember I mentioned my husband was extremely successful? Yes, well, his success has come at a cost. He's become distant, wrapped up in his work, and extremely close to his assistant. Some cute blonde thing. I'm not very fond of her. Anyway, I want someone who can make me feel like a woman again. And that, my dear, is where you come in. I want you to accompany me to dinner tomorrow night. To the Italian restaurant on the pier. If you do this, then I may just forget all about this little mishap today and spare you and your manager an awkward conversation with corporate. I think it sounds like a win-win, don't you? I mean, not only do you get out of trouble with your boss, but you also get a night out with a gorgeous, mature woman. Once we slip that magnificent frame of yours into something more fitting. Anyway, now that I have my order, I'll be checking it this time to see if you finally got it right. If not, then it will take much more than a date to get out of my bad books. Yes. Yes, it all seems to be here properly this time. Count your lucky stars. It looks like you get to keep your job another day. I do hope this was an eye-opening experience for you. You need to learn that the customer is always right. The sooner you accept that, the sooner you'll start seeing doors open for you. Honestly, I have no idea how your manager lets you all get away with acting so lazy while serving customers. If you worked for me, you'd be on a much tighter leash. Anyway, very well. Consider yourself off the hook for now. But next time, if I see even the smallest flaw when I come back in to redeem my coupons, I won't be so kind and forgiving. Oh yes, dearie. You'd better believe I'm coming back here again. It's my duty as a customer to make sure my feedback has been taken on board by management after all. And if it isn't, well, I may find myself in need of extra incentive to keep my mouth shut. Now run along. I'm not here for you to use as an excuse to avoid work. I'll see you tomorrow night, and remember, I want you on your best behavior. Mostly. Now come on, my little fur babies. It's home time.